something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Hey, who are you? You see, this is the mystery of Christianity. And here is where many lose. Jesus actually said to us, "You are the light of the world." Now, how many of us have been bold to declare in public what Jesus said about himself and about us? Have you ever said it in your neighborhood, "I am the light of the world"? Can you say that at work? "I am the light of the world. I am the light in this place. Oh my goodness." When you understand, I'm talking about Christ consciousness, an awareness that you are the light. Do you know that you are the light? Or do you just think, or maybe you read that you're the light, or you heard that you're the light? Are you aware? This is what we're talking about. There is an awareness that changes your life. It changes your state and grants you your estate. You see that? You are the light of the world. And it's no religious cliche. You are the light of the world. You ought to say it. Now, until you talk like that, you will never act that way. You see that? Until you're bold to say, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world." Now, that sounds big. So you say, "Well, I'm the light in my family." Well, I'm the light of the world. The family is too small. I'm the light of the world. Be bold. I'm the light of the world. You see, I can understand this because this is the way I've been brought up in Christ. This is my walk in Christ. This is my walk in the Holy Ghost. As I study the Word of God, this is what I find. I can't talk negatively. It's not possible. I can't talk negatively. It can't come out of my mouth. I speak victory. I speak success, because that's the only way I can think. I don't know how to think any other way. It just doesn't flow with me. I can't think fear. I can't think failure. I can only think success. I can only think of winning. I can only think of victory. I can't think failure. I can't think defeat. Why? I've gained a Christ consciousness. It's important. There's a Christ consciousness you have that delivers the world into your hands. You notice that through the Word and the Holy Ghost, you gain the mastery over the world. Jesus said, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world." You see, so he had to overcome the world. He had to. If he functioned as the Son of God, he wouldn't need to overcome the world. But he had to. He said, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world." He subdued the forces of nature. Start training your faith in the things of God. As you start training your faith in the things of God, learn to train your faith in the things of God. Stop acting like the natural man of this world. When you're born again, you're no longer a natural man. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. A new creation that's not subject to the devil, is not subject to disease. He's not subject to Satan. He's not subject to poverty or defeat. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be defeated. Because I'm what God says I am. Born again. A new man in Christ. With a Christ consciousness. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got the life of God in me. Every fiber of my being, every bone of my body, I've got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. All right, turn to verse 23. The same chapter 8 in John's Gospel. I want you to read it to me. One, two, go. Look, listen to me. Didn't Jesus say that about us? He said, ye are not of the world. He said, ye are in the world, but not of the world. He said, I have chosen you out of the world. What he said about himself, he said about us. Why can't we talk about ourselves with the words that Jesus spoke? Until you talk like that, you'll be under the elements of this world. I love what Paul said. He had a Christ consciousness. He said, when we were nepios, we were in bondage to the elements of the world. He said, when we were children, that's what he meant. When we were children, when we were spiritual babes, he said, we were in bondage to the elements of this world, to the forces of this world. But you see what? When he became a man, he knew to say, I can do all things. He knew the difference. He knew the difference. You grow in Christ. Refuse to be a baby. Mine. Hallelujah. You know, there's something that I love so much when I meditate on it, and I think, this is powerful. This is powerful. Let me explain it to you. Jesus Christ, when he died, you remember his disciples fled when he was arrested? His disciples fled because they were afraid. Why do you think Peter denied Jesus? Because he was afraid. He was afraid of dying. A little girl said, hey, you were one of his disciples. Me? Never. Somebody said, hey, he used to follow that man. I never knew that man. And then he looked across the hall and saw Jesus. And at that moment, Jesus turned. And he and Peter saw themselves. Then Peter remembered when Jesus said, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me thrice. The Bible says Peter wept. He felt sorrowful. Did he go back to tell those people, I lied, I knew the man? No, fear didn't let him change his mind. You see, what fear does makes a coward out of a man. He ran away until he received the Holy Ghost. So when he was born again and received the Holy Ghost, everything changed. Everything changed. Oh, boy. He stood out. They accused him. You're drunk. He was bold. He addressed thousands of people, told them about Jesus. And there they were shaking in their boots. They couldn't believe it. These men who were afraid last week, well, they were changed men. Hallelujah. When they arrested Peter and John, because of the commotion that had happened because of the man that who was healed at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, when they arrested them and brought them before the council and questioned them all day, guess what? When Peter stood up and spoke, he said, the Bible says, when they noticed that these men, who were unlearned men, spoke with such boldness, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Listen, these guys, they had been with Jesus. All they needed was the same spirit that Jesus had. They knew his words. They could copy his words. They could speak his words without spirits. They knew everything Jesus did. They knew the story. They were with him 3 years throughout his ministry. There was no spirit. That's why you must receive the Holy Ghost. With a Christ consciousness, brother, from then on you win all the time. All the time. That's why Paul said, and we know. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He said, and we know, we are aware. He used the consciousness word. Did you hear me? The Greek word is eido. We are aware that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since, and it never came out. And from time to time you feel that discomfort from within you, and when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone,
yep,
that swallowed something in a dream.
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to
through. Right.
I've got these ladies here,
yep,
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 28, he said, and we know, we are aware. He used the consciousness word. Did you hear me? The Greek word is eido. We are aware that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You get a sack letter, doesn't move you. All things work together. Let's say the naira has dropped again against the pound. All things work together for good to them that love God. Not to everybody, but to them that love God. We are aware. Because you see, these things that we are sharing, they are for the select few. They are communicated with esoteric language. Not for everybody. Not for the general. Hallelujah. These are for the seniors. Those who have crossed the line of thinking Christianity is a religion. They know Christianity is a living thing. They no longer think it's a religion. They've passed that level. Say, I've passed that level. I've passed that level. Hallelujah. It's not for the guy who's looking for deliverance. You know, I dreamt that one thing with one big head was pursuing me. I tried to run, I fell down. Oh, please help me. No. At that level, you don't know what we're talking about. It's not for the Christian that believes that there's a demon that is stealing his children. Every time I'm pregnant, something takes it away. They say, I saw in my dream, something came. It was my auntie. He came and stole away the baby. You believe all that trash? Trash. Trash. These are the sins of your father who come upon you. Why? Because your father did this and that. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. You know, somebody said, but that's not what it means. What else could that mean? That's clear enough. No, you know, because in Africa, there's a witchcraft spirit. No. I want you to understand, and I don't mean this critically. Most of the preachers, not all of them, most of the preachers are children of native doctors, or they themselves are former native doctors, grandchildren of native doctors. Cousins of native doctors. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? So they've come from this background, this fetish, terrible background, where witchcraft was the order of the day. So they have carried it into Christianity. So all they see is demon. And deliverance. Let me tell you something. No Christian needs deliverance from the devil. And this is a fact. Now, that's not to say, I want you to hold on. that's not to say that a Christian could not have an attack or an influence of Satan. But the fact is, if you got to know that there was a devil messing with you, all you have to do is say, "Devil, get out in Jesus' name." And you know what? You don't need any special preparation to talk to the devil. You don't need any special preparation for him. Let me tell you another thing. I know when Jesus cast out devils one time, you know, he said to his disciples, "This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." That was before they were defeated. Because Jesus functioned as the seed of Abraham. Are you hearing me? He functioned as the son of David. His right to cast out devils was the authority of Abraham, the authority of David. Are you hearing me? So he died for us, was buried for us, was raised back to life, and arose a king, ascended a king, and gave us the authority not of a lamb, but of a king. We don't need to pray and fast to cast no devil out. There's no demon that requires prayer and fasting before he's cast out. Listen, I cast out devils, and they are all the same. You know why? Somebody said there are junior demons and there are higher demons. True. But let me tell you what, Jesus didn't go for the small ones. He went for the real biggie. He went for Satan himself, put his foot on his neck, and rendered Satan helpless. The Bible doesn't tell us that Jesus defeated them one by one. He went for their boss. Are you hearing me? And put him out of action. Paralyze the devil. So now, he put Satan, the big boss. Are you hearing me? Now, this is important. He put their big boss, the greatest of them, their master, he put that one under our feet. Jesus did. He wasn't bothered about the small ones. He took on Satan himself. So even though there are hierarchies of demons, that's for their own structure and organization. That's not when they collide with us. Hallelujah. So the Bible didn't say resist demons and they will flee. No. No, 1,000 times no. You got it. Listen, because you know this is important. This is James chapter 4 and verse 7. He doesn't say resist demons. He says resist the devil. Definite article. Who is he talking about? Satan, Lucifer, the boss of all the demons. He says, resist him and he will flee. Hey, go again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, when you cast out small demons, the big ones can come and attack you. Where are the big ones? The biggest of them has fallen. The biggest of them has fallen. Whoa, whoa. Of them has fallen. Hallelujah. Man, oh my. Let me tell you another good thing. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Say this with me. I have no fear.
I have no fear.
Good. we read now from Revelation chapter 1. Let me show you something here. You'd like this. In verse 17, John is telling us of his experience with Jesus after his resurrection. Of course, long afterward, not immediately after, long afterward. This is book of Revelation now, not book of Acts. Verse 17, and when I saw him, John says, when I saw Jesus, I fell at his feet as dead. I fell like a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I don't know what that means to you, but I can help you out with something. Jesus said, fear not, I am the first and the last. In other words, you don't need to worry about what may be coming. You know, some people say, we don't know the future. Jesus said, look, I am the first and I am the last. And you're inside, in between. You see that? So, he is telling you, I have seen the end already. No need to fear. Hey! He said, fear not. I am the first and the last. If you've not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen.